Welcome, one and all. You've just discovered the Tom and Topher podcast experiment. First word in entertainment, tainment. We explore the mysteries of the universe, our minds, and much more. So come along with us to the edge of all that is possible. I'm about to start throwing fists.
About to fucking fade, bro.
Okay, calm down.
Sorry.
You need to calm down. That was very aggressive.
Energy.
A lot of toxicity.
Where was that? My oh my.
All right. It's been what, a week? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
How long it's been? We're getting a little better at it. We're getting a little more consistent. You know?
Yeah.
I'm really excited for this third season.
Me?
We did that last episode, and what episode of season two is this?
This is episode 22.
And how many?
25.
There's 25 in a season?
Yeah.
So we are well on our way to season three. And boy, do we have a lot to tell you. Lots of changes.
Oh my God. You should...
Lots of evolution in our lives.
Get us rolling.
Lots of growth. Oh, we'll get there. Hey.
Oh, that's 23.
Settle down. We'll get there. Okay.
It's actually episode 23 we're on right now.
23?
Mm-hmm. Two more to go.
Yeah. I really like this season thing.
Me too. It helps us, like, have a focus for each one.
And it makes us have, like, a chapter. Mm-hmm. Like, each season we get better and better. Each season we get more relaxed and... topics get better and we get more guests.
Better organization.
Yeah. I like this little project. It's been fun. But what we're speaking of earlier, big changes. We're going to be moving in together. And we're going to be pretty much just setting up a clout house. So get ready.
Yeah, Tom and Topher are about to get next level. Video. We've been talking about it since episode 3.
Video, yeah. You know, my cousin actually has a really nice camera, and he's been hitting me up. I don't know. Might want to check into that. He's got some nice footage set up, and he's more than willing to help.
That's dope.
So, I don't know. We'll see. But we're going to be moving in together. I'm hoping, like, at least in a month or so, and probably just gonna, like, set up a nice little table, put up all our mics, just have one little section of the house for our podcast room.
Yeah, because we have everything but video equipment.
Yeah, we even have decorations.
Oh yeah,
tons of decorations.
Quincy's Tavern.
If you are on TikTok, go look up Quincy's Tavern. It's a good, little time.
Sweetest videos I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. So humble.
I wasn't sure what to think of it at first, but that little handoff he did with the matcha tea that he made, that was it. Sealed the deal.
He has this little corner of his house that he set up with all these, like, little, I don't know, it's kind of like blacksmithy-ish. But also, like, has some, like, alchemy-type vibes.
Yeah.
But he makes, like, little interesting drinks and snacks, and it's honestly delightful. Go watch it.
He's the guy in any fantasy game that you play where you stop to get, like, potions or food, you re-up on food or something.
Right.
He's that guy.
Right, the lone traveler.
Yeah, and he's, like... really refreshing because the music's always positive, like the little flutes in the background.
Yeah.
And you've just been fighting, like, the most horrible beasts for the past hour and a half, and you gotta re-up on all your stuff and
potions. Yeah, but he has it all for you.
Yeah.
And he has that nice little calming voice as you come in. I'm describing Skyrim.
Yeah, pretty much.
That is such a good game.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of that, we were talking about Bethesda... who made Skyrim and Fallout and a lot of really good single-player video games. Microsoft just bought them, and it's a pretty crazy move.
I think it's a good move because I've been very frustrated with Fallout 76.
Yeah, as have most.
And it was such a disappointment.
Yeah.
And I think that, talk about it, I think that with some money thrown into that game, it could be really cool.
Yeah.
They could fix a lot of the bugs. They can make it everything that we dreamed it to be.
But they don't care. And they slashed our dreams. And they stomped on our hearts. And Todd Phillip pissed on all of us and laughed.
Yeah.
While we gave him our money.
We'll see what happens. Hated it.
Hated it.
I like the idea of we'll see what happens, but he was just such a like, I don't care, had such an I don't care attitude about it.
It was supposed to be like his baby too.
Right. It's like he made the money, he got the leather jacket he always wanted, and now he's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Got the leather jacket.
It's like what happened to Game of Thrones.
Yeah. This guy's got the Star Wars contract or whatever.
Yeah, and then that last season went to shit. Honestly, it was starting to go to shit, but they could have saved it with that last season. They had everything.
Yeah.
They had the story built up in a way that was almost perfect.
I wonder, didn't they get let go from the Star Wars movie or whatever?
Yeah, they did.
I wonder if that happened because Disney saw what they did to Star, or fucking Game of Thrones, and were like, no, we don't want that.
Of course not. Yet. You lose, I mean, I bet you that you can lose so much credibility so quickly in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who you are. Think of that.
Yeah.
They made Game of Thrones and they made like 7 good seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, there were 8 seasons, right?
Yeah. Yes. And you're saying that they got let go. Hold up, I'm confused.
I'm saying that they made 7 good seasons, at least like 5 really, really solid seasons of Game of Thrones. And all they're going to be remembered for is that last shitty season.
And that's why they're not making Star Wars, whatever.
Yeah. Think about that. If they just put their whole heart into it, understood how much it meant to everyone,
mm-hmm.
they would have been heroes.
It would have been heroes. It would have been praise.
You walk a fine line.
They would have made
in Hollywood,
not just one Star Wars movie, maybe 2.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a whole series.
Yeah,
that'd be cool, like an HBO style Star Wars movie.
But it just goes to show that they're not good directors. It's no. You know, the cream rises to the top,
mm-hmm.
and the cream in the Game of Thrones was the music, the visual effects. The cream was the.
George R. R. Martin.
George R. R. Martin, who wrote the good seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I said this already, but the music and the casting and the battles. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Battle of the Bastards will forever live in my heart as one of my favorite.
I remember it took me months to be able to watch that episode again because it's so emotional.
Really?
Yes.
So, wait. Yeah, because Sansa gets rescued from that dude.
Sorry, we had a little disruption. That'll be ending soon. But I thought it was a treasure to have my brother and my mom.
Oh yeah.
Still in the podcast in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Because like think about that in like 20, 30 years when we listen to this, it'll be a treasure to hear them just. Going ham.
Mm-hmm.
Just being themselves in the background.
Such humble beginnings, too.
They're funny. They're funny. Such humble beginnings, yes.
Such humble beginnings.
Yeah. And it makes me very excited because we're going to be in a place soon. And we are... sorry, we're totally trailing off from the conversation. I don't even know what we were talking about before, but...
Who cares?
Who cares? Who bloody cares? I don't even care anymore. Mm-hmm. Bloody cares. Anyways, we're going to be in a new place. We're going to be struggling, fighting.
Eating top ramen.
Eating ramen. Eating ramen and eggs.
Ramen and eggs.
Just farts.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, Chris, do you have any Tums?
It smells like chicken in here.
It always smells like sweat and chicken in here, bro.
Not turn on the AC to save money. This is a sauna of just man and balls. Gross.
Ew. Chris.
Should I delete that
part? I don't think I want to move in with you anymore.
Oh, come on. It'll be fine.
We'll be fine. We'll have a great time.
Just a couple of single guys out in the town. Just a couple of bachelors.
Couple of bachelors in the new pad. What do you got to say?
Having a cocktail when we finish a hard day's work.
Listen, all I ask is that you have dinner with your mother on Mother's Day. That is all I ask.
I always bring my mother flowers and coffee on Mother's Day. It's a tradition.
How many flowers on Mother's Day?
Oh, it's just... I hate what's going on.
I love what's going on. How many flowers on Mother's Day, Christopher?
It's just a spring bunch. It's just, I don't know, about 12.
Spring bunch. Oh.
An assortment of wildflowers. It's nothing...
Did you pick them yourself? Okay, yeah, now I hate what's going on.
This is what we do in the car.
We do this for hours sometimes. It's miserable to be around him sometimes.
But I can't stop. I can't not.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, because I've cursed you with my awkwardness.
That's fun. Your awkwardness is what makes this podcast shine.
And how so?
I don't know. Maybe I'm more awkward than you. I have no clue, but I love your awkwardness. It is so potent that it has leaked into my life.
It's so fun. Just scramble people's brains.
Yeah. Because, like, if you just react if you react in this world how you're supposed to react, people don't like it. So... For example, like, I think that it's very odd that, like, people clap, right? Mm-hmm. Why do people just sit there and just clap and just slap their hands together for somebody who did something, oh, wow, and then they go and push their hands together and make a little noise? And if you react to that, how, you know... I don't even know where we're going with this.
I have no idea what point you could even make with what you're saying right now.
Oh, I remember what we were talking about. Okay. So, if you do not clap in a room full of people clapping, you are the oddball, right?
People looking at you and stuff. Yeah.
I just think that way, but I don't. I just conform, you know? But you don't. You just do funny shit that is just so awkward, and you laugh at people in times that's inappropriate.
Oh my God.
You do things that's inappropriate. You say things that are inappropriate. Let me tell you a little tale.
Oh boy.
All right. This is a little tale that I have for you. I recently learned about this tale. This has something to do with what we were just talking about, but also nothing to do with what we were just talking about. It's just a fun little conversation. So here we go. There was a little news article I saw about, like, it's entitled, like, The Man Who Didn't Clap, right? Mm-hmm. So Kim Jong-un has a sister. His sister married someone. I think this is the sister who's questionably in power right now.
Okay.
Off and on. I don't know what's going on with that. Is Kim Jong-un dead? Is he not? Is TikTok being banned? Is it not?
I don't know.
Are there aliens? Or are there not? I don't know. Because the Air Force says there are and the Pentagon says there are, but...
You're stressing me out. I don't have all the answers.
Kim Jong-un. He has a sister. His sister married some dude. This dude was amongst the top generals and officials in, like, Kim Jong-un's party. There's a video of him not clapping in a room full of people who are clapping. And then I think in that video he gets escorted out.
Oh, wow.
And then killed with an anti-air vehicle.
Wow.
And that thing just turns you into mist. There's nothing left of you.
Wait, how'd they do that? You just strap him to the cannon?
No, you just put him out in a field and then just shoot his body.
Oh, man.
With an anti-air. And, like, this whole thing happened because there was a hunch that this dude may have possibly not been in line with the regime. And this rumor was spreading for a long time, and that's why he probably didn't clap in this moment and was escorted out. But Kim Jong-un's whole point was to, like, pretty much show, like, hey, nobody's safe, not even my family. So, like, if you are trying to plot against me, any little whiff of that, I'm going to just turn you into nothing.
Jesus Christ.
The man who didn't clap.
So, am I going to die?
Yeah. Story time with Tim.
That was a wild ride.
Thanks for coming to my Tim talk.
Thanks. Your Tim talk.
My Tim talk.
I like it.
Dude, sober October.
It's coming up.
This is something that I am not excited for in the least bit, but also very excited for in the most bit.
It's going to be a bittersweet thing.
Yeah.
Bringing a lot of good things in your life and leaving a lot of good things out of your life at the same time.
I think it's important. Yeah. Like, it is important to be able to, like, de-stress and use, like, certain things that God or someone put on this earth to kind of just take the edge off. But it's very important to, like, remember that your sober mind is, I don't know, it's kind of like a fast.
Right. And you also need to, like, be doing work on your sober mind.
Yeah.
Because your senses are dulled.
Right.
Otherwise.
I think that, like, I definitely will be considering going vegan for at least a few weeks.
All right.
During, like, the next few months.
You're gonna lose a lot of weight.
Yeah. Because that also has been weighing heavy on my mind.
What's that?
Just, like, the weird ways that we treat animals.
Yeah.
Just the very odd, sick ways that we've decided is okay to just treat animals that way. Nobody's, you know, everybody, it gets me so mad. Like, everyone's,
you're talking about factory farming?
Yeah. Like, everyone's so lazy, you know? And, like, I don't want to be a part of that anymore.
Me neither.
Like, I understand that I'm a massive human being. Like, I'm a very tall, and you're very tall. Mm-hmm. And we're both, like, I think we require a certain amount of, like, protein. Yeah. It's very hard to get that.
I feel like I need a lot of calories.
Yeah. And if we were to go vegan for a week, we'd have to eat a lot of food, probably, like, all day. Mm-hmm. In order to get enough calories to sustain ourselves. And, like, it's a very worrisome thing because a lot of people do get very depressed when they become vegan. Mm. And a lot of people, they're just not getting enough nutrients and they don't know how to balance it. And it's most of the time people go all out all at once instead of just slowly doing it, like, maybe once a week or something.
Right. Or they're, I don't know, I know very little about the nutrition science behind it, but I know that the big problem with the vegan diet is that most vegans aren't properly, they're not intaking all of the proper proteins that would be needed to replace meat. Because meat, you get the whole protein complex, like all 23 amino acid chains. Something like that. I forget the numbers. But they can combine foods, high protein foods that have just a different type of protein, get the full gamut of what you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
Which the steak just covers and it has everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where a lot of the problems can start.
Well, I definitely am not going to go all in. I'm very scared to go all in. But there's, like, a little part of me that's been kind of creeping in my soul lately. That's like, hey, you're participating in something that's very, very odd. Mm-hmm. and cruel. And, like, you know, we've gone from accepting that you can have your farm and your cattle, you know, hundreds of years ago, and you can grow your crops and you can buy your stuff at the market and you can go home and you can feed your family. We went from that, and that seems very advanced, you know, to just mass genocide of animals for what? Like, think of how much food gets thrown out at every single McDonald's every single day, and how much food gets thrown out just at, like, I know, at a Starbucks every single day. Just so many animals going to waste. One after another for nothing. And it's just continuous and gross, and people are harming themselves with things that I've heard of and things that I haven't heard of yet, you know, things that are being kept from us that, you know, they got to feed the masses. That's a very hard problem to solve, you know, something that, like, the country that we were just talking about, North Korea, they have the hardest time ever trying to feed their people because they try to compete with our military, you know.
All the money goes into that.
I don't know what all the money goes into, but a lot of the money goes into that, and they're just constantly in famines, and, you know, it's just a lot of countries are like that, where it's just really hard to feed the masses, so people starve. But, yeah, I don't know.
I'm on the exact same page. Had an experience in the night, and I just felt like I can't put another cheeseburger in my mouth, and just the factory farming and everything is well, just like what you were talking about, with how so convenient for us to just go get a bag of burgers or a breakfast burrito, and all the waste that comes from that, and just all this killing for nothing.
Yeah.
And I very much believe in like a concept I recently found out about. It's like, you, like, the energy that went into the food, that was then into, like, how the food was made, then becomes a part of you. So that then can, like, affect your mood and how you are and everything. And just, if there's that type of bad energy in the food, like the mass produced meat, you're consuming that, like, that, all the negatives from that can slowly seep their way into your life in the background.
Yeah. I have heard a lot about that, about the different, just, you know, there's a lot of energy in this world, and it's a lot more potent than people take credit for. And, like, when you're eating just genocide, and you are participating in just the weirdest form of consumption ever known on this earth, it's just weird. And, like, you can fight all you want and say that, you know, it's your right to eat meat. Of course, I'm going to eat meat too. But it's just weird.
Yeah.
You know, I love it. It tastes good. But I just have to admit to myself, maybe one day I'll go fully vegan, but one day I'll be able to do that and be confident in that, but not now. And maybe I'll be able to make a diet or, like, some sort of cookbook type shit for myself where I can, like, sustain myself off a certain type of protein.
I think a lot of problems with going
into just fish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, like, going into a new diet, I think the biggest problem is, like, not knowing what to do and where to get the right foods to eat. I feel like that's doing keto and stuff. Part of the problem was, like, just not knowing exactly what to do and how to structure it and how, like, what routines need to be done. Because it's so easy just to go get whatever. If you're not on any diet, you can, there's endless choices, but with a diet like a vegan diet or a keto diet or whatever, you have to be very selective on what you have, because, you know, there's a little bit of carbs in something if you're on keto that you don't really know about, or this vegetable has, you know, a lot of carbs and you have to avoid that and
yeah.
try another one, whatever. But it just, you have to put in the effort to truly understand what you're doing and what foods do what and what nutrients they contain.
Yeah, I really don't want to, like,
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to really hurt myself. I just want to escape, man.
Yeah, you want to bong, bro?
I just want to get out. I just want to leave at this, bro.
This is double cookies.
We're just getting too serious about life, man. I just want to get out.
Knock you out, bro. In the couch. Sorry.
Bro, we mentioned it earlier. What is up with the aliens?
Aliens!
What's going on?
I don't know, man.
They're just done. It's done?
I'm just waiting.
Is the invasion over?
I'm just waiting for the day when I'm at work or I'm at home and all of a sudden I get a notification on my phone of breaking news of contact, you know?
Yeah.
The videos I'm seeing now on TikTok and YouTube and Twitter, it's just too much. Mm-hmm. It's way too much. It's
way too many.
It's overwhelming. It's like, how can you deny that there's something else here?
But here's the thing. Here's what people say. Christopher, the algorithm understands that you like alien videos. So of course you're gonna see a bunch of alien videos.
Yeah, but they're all current.
You're right. But your reality is whatever you want it to be. Right?
Yeah. I'm just saying that the videos now are so much different than the videos I saw when a kid, where like 50-50 of them seemed fake. You know, half of them seemed fake.
Like today, I went into a dispensary, by the way. I hate dispensaries. They're the worst.
We should come back to that.
I hate them.
Why?
Support your local drug dealer. Anyways.
Seriously.
What was I talking about?
The aliens.
The aliens! I went into this dispensary and I was like, this dude's like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, good. And he was like, what'd you do today? And I was like, well, I had the day off, so I watched The Arrival, which was a crazy movie about aliens. And this girl's like, oh my gosh, I wanted to see that. And I went, oh my gosh. Not really. I continued this conversation with this man, and I say, yes, I watched Arrival today, and it's a movie about aliens. It's crazy. It's really crazy. Uh-huh. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, it's pretty much what's going on right now, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Just minus the giant ships. And he was like, he looked at me and like kind of like gave me a weird look. And he was like, yeah, wouldn't doubt it. And like, okay, crazy dude. You know? And I was just like, people don't know.
Oh, yeah.
What world am I living in? Am I a freaking conspiracy theorist? Dun, dun, dun.
No, it's all about the information. Is the information good? The videos are the proof in the pudding that something's going on. My own experiences, my abduction story. I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. The fourth kind.
That is, I've seen weird shit in the sky, too.
Yeah.
And indescribable stuff. Well, whatever. Not the word I wanted to use. Help me out here.
We'll go back to that on another date. We'll have a crazy...
we should get some alcoholic beverages or whatever, intoxicant, and just have a podcast where we get pretty messed up. And we go, we just put the take
yeah
No filters.
Once we move in together.
Go diving in on conspiracies and aliens and shit.
We'll have some whiskey and cigars. How about that, young chap?
We'll wear the hats.
How do you feel about that? We'll have
How do you feel about that?
We'll be clanking the ice the whole time. It's just miserable to listen to. Just clank, 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 clank. Just
suck. We'll play like Texas Hold'em after the fucking podcast. This is what men do.
There's like fire alarms going off.
We get a letter on our door that we're being fined like $500 to fumigate the apartment. Idiots.
This shit's gonna happen, you know it is. We're gonna be reckless. We're gonna be reckless. What youth group shit?
Well, we're pretty much describing the guys that fucking do all like the man stuff, the fancy gentlemen.
Don't.
The youth gentlemen.
Don't.
Don't. The little
nightmares.
Peaky Blinders caps.
Nightmares. Nightmares.
They know a lot about Scottish swords.
They all play guitar, but they know like 7 chords.
Yeah.
Enough to get by in the church.
They play like Hoobah Stank.
Why are you running away?
That's the. I'm totally projecting right now.
They are literally.
These are little.
Stacking all the chairs and putting them out just every single morning. They're always up at 6:30 a.m. Yeah.
They're really muscular too.
Yeah.
Like they fucking work out.
Like they have undiagnosed ADHD. And so it's just their metabolisms are so high.
Yeah.
And they can't like filter out the bullshit from the preacher. Just shoving it down their throat. So they're up there on the stage. Why are you running away? Just practicing. I hate my life. I'm sorry.
Dude, church.
I'm projecting.
Church.
Church.
Traumatizing.
Church is a wild place.
You meet some goofy people.
Dude.
Not that I was never goofy.
I love them though. I love church.
Do you?
Like, dude, church is so fun.
It is.
You have to admit it.
It is fun.
You have to admit it. Like, as much as it's just, there's so much bullshit that goes on. Yeah. Like, growing up in a church, you have people who just tell you these stories of wizard gods and spells and, like, just crazy shit that goes on. And they're like, yeah, you'll die and you'll go to this magical place. That's just, ooh, so fun. And buildings and, ooh, you have your family. And you're just like, oh my God, life is so great. It's a great time.
Yeah.
Ignorance is bliss.
And then you have like the church functions and have all the
potlucks.
Oh yeah.
Oh, potlucks. That's where they get you.
What I loved
when they start feeding you, that's where they get you.
What I loved is when you knew someone outside of church and like, oh, you're a whore. You're bad. You definitely need to be here.
Now you're hardcore projecting.
I am, totally. I'm just feeling a little nostalgic, that's all. Yeah, we should totally do a conspiracy theory episode. Get hammered.
Hammered.
Just totally get hammered.
On some tequila.
Maybe get in a fist fight after.
Yeah. We got it.
You in your room. Just,
Tommy, I am so sorry about that.
You're like choking me out.
I pass out.
I am moving out.
I'm gathering my things.
Just cry.
I have like one of those sticks with the bandanas.
Oh my God. You're a hobo now.
I have my cats with their leashes.
Playing your harmonica.
Just right outside the steps.
Shut up!
You shut up! Okay, we've gone too far on that. Dude, we talked about The Arrival, though. Back to aliens. That movie wrecked my life.
Knocked my socks off.
Let's talk about this movie. The movie, if you haven't seen this movie, screw you. We're going to talk about it. Spoiler alert. Spoiled. Who cares?
Spoiler alert. Here it comes. If you haven't seen it,
warning.
Pause it. Watch it now. Come back.
Yeah.
Share your thoughts.
Anyways. So, The Arrival. This woman, in the beginning, is traumatized by the death of her daughter, who is probably around 17 or 18, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And you watch just these flashbacks of her daughter growing up. It turns out she's a linguist and a professor, and she understands a lot of, like, very ancient dialects, like ancient Sumerian. And she gets called when these, I think, 12 different ships land on Earth. And they're these odd oval shapes, and they're made out of what looks like just dark concrete, granite type shit. And, like,
some type of space rock.
Each country, main, like, superpower, pretty much, is communicating with these squid-like aliens who they have to go through this process of communication that is so difficult and so challenging. They have no clue how to start because we talk with our mouths and we make noises that interpret into, like, words. But they use these this stuff that comes out of their tentacles, kind of like a squid ink. And it makes these shapes that is like a universal conversation to them that pairs together a bunch of words and phrases that mean something. But it takes them months to pretty much figure out their language and basics of what they're talking about. And they have conversations with these things using an iPad, putting together a bunch of words like how my brother uses his.
Shout out to Steve Jobs for the iPad.
Thanks. Shout out to David for using the iPad. Shout out to Steve Jobs for making an iPad that my little brother can use for communication, which is exactly what they did in this movie with aliens. They literally put together a bunch of words and combined it into what they figured out these aliens were saying with these little symbols. It was so crazy how they figured it out. But also the woman, they pretty much, like, are unsuccessful communicating with these aliens. The United States and all the other main countries just decide, like, pretty much to black each other out and not communicate with each other or the aliens anymore. Then the United States sets a bomb inside one of these ships.
Yeah, these rogue soldiers.
Yeah. And the Chinese and all these other, like Russia and Saudi Arabia, they decide they're going to just attack it and probably nuke it. And it turns out these creatures want to give us a weapon, which is pretty much, it's like, what is that? Seeing the future. What's it called?
Precognition?
No. Seeing the future. You're,
I don't know.
P-H-Y psychic.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I hate you more than I hate myself. Like, I'm sorry for being so upset just now. But that made me so mad.
I'm just, like, crumbling over there.
Like, you saw the anger in my eyes, and it's making it worse.
just tell me the word.
But, they pretty much show us how to see the future, and that there's a lot of people who can see the future, which is something that comes from trauma. Which she literally, like, went through the most amount of trauma that a mother could go through. Mm-hmm. Probably anyone could go through, losing their child. And what I thought was interesting is that, like, that trauma is what saved everyone in the end. Like, this mass amount of trauma that she went through. It was burned so bright in her brain that she could recall the memories when it was, like, most needed. Mm-hmm. And, like, these memories seemed so insignificant. But just like a deja vu, she felt like, oh my God, this is something that I remember happening before. I used this before. And this like little ring that they use for communication, she had used this for a like, it was like a diplomatic meeting between like a bunch of countries. She used that symbol for the book that she wrote. And this was like pretty much what saved them in the end, was her whole like ability to see the future. She was able to communicate with the Chinese like general who she got the phone number of, and she ended up being able to like de-escalate the whole situation from China wanting to pretty much nuke these these aliens and all these countries following them. So these aliens pretty much just wanted to come down and give us technology so that in the future we could save them, because they had the technology to see the future, and we have some technology that they needed to save their race later on.
Interesting.
Such a freaking crazy movie, bruh.
Yeah. I love those aliens too. So different. And then when you see like their full body, even better.
It reminded me of Octopus and like how just intelligent they are.
Yeah.
What I wanted them to do, I was like, bring an octopus. It'll shoot ink and be able to do what they're doing, probably. They probably deposited those things on Earth.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. You know what that language they use reminds me of is how they're decoding dolphins in their language.
Like, you know, yeah.
They shoot out like sonar, but they'll take like a cross section of that, of the sonar pattern that's emitted from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll see if there's any like similarities to their actions or something. And so like they're seeing if like what, based on like the sonar frequency that's emitted from them,
yeah,
like they could be words that they're saying, which I thought that's cool. It looks similar to like that movie, different concepts, but like the ring in the movie is based on like time, like non-linear time, but this is based on like a wave.
Well, I think that like we think as humans, we just pretty much have the most complex and like we have the most advanced communication there is. But I've seen videos recently that made me completely disagree with that. And that was this video of a whale horror call. And that, like, I'm gonna play that. I'm gonna play what a whale horror call sounds like. But pretty much what this is and why I think it's so advanced is that a whale horror call can be heard for hundreds of miles. And this is what it sounds like. Guy's just out at sea.
Sounds so gnarly.
Called a humpback whale emits that sound, and it can be heard. The whales can hear that for hundreds of miles. Hundreds.
Do they know what it's for?
I didn't see what it was for, but I know it's just communication. And it seems like a distress call, but
yeah.
I have no clue. What I heard also is that it's the highest. A certain frequency, it's the highest frequency that any animal can emit ever.
Hmm.
So, like, this is like cell phones for them. Damn. Think of that. Hundreds of miles. This is like cell phones for them.
Yeah. Sending a message out.
But they just communicate far and wide the things that are necessary to communicate, probably. Far and wide. They travel for hundreds and probably thousands of miles to get to the places that they end up going. I don't know.
Whales are insane.
I don't know. They are so smart. They're like the elephants of the sea. They're so smart.
I love the ones, they'll dive deep, and then they'll, like, shoot up these bubbles that confuse these fish. But the bubbles are in, like, a pattern that right. lead the fish to, like, the center, and then the whales swim up and just yeah. gobble them up.
There's a sperm whale. They go down to the depths of the ocean, and they fight giant squid and eat yeah. them. And the only reason they know this is because there's giant squid tentacle tracks all over sperm whale.
Yeah.
So they've never seen this happen, but they know they go down to the depths and fight these giant squid eat them. And these giant squid have these tentacles, and the tentacles have like razor sharp claws all over the little spongy thing. So it's not just like a little sponge. It's mm-hmm. like a weapon.
Yeah.
It's like a porcupine all over their tentacles.
Yikes.
So like these, when they get slapped by these giant tentacles, the sperm whale have like giant marks on them, and you can just see them everywhere, and they have to dive deep.
You ever seen the video of the giant squid?
I think so.
The one in Japan?
I think so. Did they pull it out?
No, they just got a video of like its tentacle going out.
Really?
Yeah, pretty cool.
Sure.
Check it out.
I think I've seen a video of a giant squid at the depths.
Yeah.
But it's hard to like see the scale of mm-hmm. how big they are, you know?
Yeah.
Without something to compare it to. And like, I don't know, I'm sure a giant squid makes us look like a dog, you know?
Can you imagine being in a little submarine, just
yeah.
and then that thing just comes up, and you see this big old eyeball.
Just crushes your thing.
That's an alien.
That's an alien.
That's some like Rick and Morty beast.
Yeah.
Under the ocean that lives here.
There are things in the ocean that just can swallow us whole. Like, there's this scene that I heard.
They're wild. They're so wild looking.
Moby Dick has this scene where they kill Moby Dick. They.
Spoiler alert.
They pull his head up and they, like, look into his eye. And this dude says, like, what the hell have you seen? Pretty much. Like, what have you seen down there? And this moment is just, like, so weird for him because he knows that, like, this whale has lived down there for probably more than 100 years. And this whale just has seen countless shipwrecks, countless dead men, probably seen shipwrecks in motion happening in front of him. Multiple shipwrecks in motion. Seen wars out at sea. Craziness. And also seen giant sea monsters and unknown things down there, probably. He probably travels through ancient cities.
There should be a down there. A short film about like life through the eyes of a whale.
We should put a GoPro on a whale.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that hasn't been done yet.
Oh man, that'd be nuts. Put a That's GoPro.
It's probably on so a... inhumane though.
Well, maybe they can just ask for permission.
Yeah. Hey, whale.
Put Ellen under the water. Do the thing from Finding Nemo. See if we can put a GoPro on some giant squids and shit. Hot Cheetos.
Shut up. I love hot Cheetos.
They're good. Just a bit.
Made me feel insecure.
Want to talk about it?
Yeah. Sometimes I want to splurge. Sometimes I want to eat.
We'll get some Jack in the Box.
Let a man eat.
Hey, have all the Cheetos you want.
I need to eat now.
You need to eat right now?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Do you want to cut for like almost an hour?
Should we end it here?
Why not?
Well, we gotta hit the old Oregon Trail.
Hit the trail, guys. Got to grub. It's time to grub.
Thanks for tuning in. Hit us up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of the above. Hit us up on every and all streaming sites at Tom and Topher Experiment. also. Hit us up at, what's it called? The thing where...
Oh, Kickstarter.
Yes. Hit us up on Kickstarter. We're on there.
We'll put the link out. We're going to need it soon. You know, we're going to be a couple starving podcasters soon.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
I hate us too. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Angels watch over you all night long.